It was a scorching day in July 2 years ago. Standing along the San Jacinto River, where it runs under a freeway east of Houston, was Snehal Patel, an attorney with Harris County. The river, she told reporters, was dangerously polluted with dioxin, a cancer-causing chemical from industrial waste dumped here decades ago.
The number one goal has been to stop the bleeding of the dioxin into our bays right now. The long-term solution is still being worked on.
Part of what they would work on was a lawsuit that has since been filed against the companies allegedly responsible. But Harris County and its government lawyers aren't going it alone. The county has hired a private law firm to do much of the litigation. That private firm was hired on a contingency fee basis, meaning, according to the companies getting sued, that should those companies have to eventually pay $2 or $3 billion in damages, the private lawyers working for the county could get a big cut, possibly hundreds of millions of dollars. In court, the companies have tried to block the county from using the private firm. And now, a bill is under consideration in the state legislature to ban any Texas county from using contingency fee private lawyers to try pollution cases. Brett Connett is with the Texas Conservative Coalition Research Institute, which supports the bill.
Because that arrangement creates a variety of perverse incentives. A county faces no risk in bringing a suit, and the outside contingency-based counsel has no incentive to settle the suit.
Which the conservative group says encourages those outside attorneys to litigate such cases to enrich themselves, and which could, says the group, result in less money to clean up contaminated sites. The conservative group says if counties want to hire private lawyers, they can still do it, but would have to pay them by the hour. The office of the Harris County attorney says that would never work.
We don't have money to go out and hire lawyers.
Terrence O'Rourke is special assistant to the Harris County Attorney's Office.
I mean, you're talking about here, at the minimum, hundreds of thousands of dollars that we would have to spend up front just to go to court. And with a contingency fee, we don't have to do that. We only pay if we win.
And what those private lawyers would stand to get paid is, says O'Rourke, capped and overseen by the Texas Comptroller's Office. But it's not just Harris County, with the nation's biggest petrochemical complex, where there's concern about the proposed ban.
That would completely destroy all of the cases that we have.
Daniel Ray is a private attorney who works for a handful of sparsely populated counties in North and West Texas, counties whose tiny governments might find it difficult to handle complicated pollution cases on their own.
They're trying to represent this to people in the legislature as if this was another tobacco lawyer type case where there's a few lawyers out there making $1 billion on the backs of legitimate companies, and that's simply not the case.
The tobacco case Ray refers to involved five Texas lawyers who in 1999 split over $3 billion after negotiating a settlement on behalf of the state to compensate it for what it spent on six smokers. But Ray says much of the contingency fee work he does for counties results in relatively small penalties and settlements, of which he gets a modest cut, he says. What's more, lawyers like him who favor the contingency fee arrangements say it's only fair because the attorneys they go up against who represent big chemical companies are often highly paid, and their firms can earn millions in fees in big pollution cases. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.